put it in the way.
Thank you
for
calling XTO. This
is
Brittany speaking.
As long as it's there now, leave it, you know. Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
You're talking.
You're fine.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, hi. I'm calling from store 1225, and I have a customer that I just want to make sure they're getting an old TR installed. When is your next install date available?
It would depend on their area, so give me their order number and I'll check.
Well, I haven't done the order yet. I'm doing it now, and there's I didn't even put the zip code. It was, they're in Queens, South Ozone, Queens. South Ozone, Queens.
Okay, so we're not going to know until after you do the PO.
So I have to do the order first, and then I got you. All right, me do the order then. And also, they're putting in the OTR. Now, this is something that they're ducting outside. They're going to vent it outside. You know, the over-the-range microwave. I'm going to have them, you know, I'm going to set up the PO for them to go into the house. If it doesn't work, I don't know how his setup is. He's been here a few times. He wanted to do it himself. I told him, I have people to do it for you. So what would he need to have there at the time of the installation? Like, I don't want these guys to come up to this house and then say, oh, well, we don't have this. We can't complete the installation.
Okay.
You know,
so
you
said duct work he's getting done. Will that be done before they come to do the installation?
Well, I understand you don't do the ducting.
Correct.
You don't you won't put a duct in the wall.
Correct.
You know, but you will install an OTR into an existing OTR space that was vented out.
Correct. If the duct work matches the unit he purchased. If it doesn't, they won't install.
So the hole that he has in his wall was
mm-hmm.
from a range hood.
Okay.
It wasn't from a microwave. So it's still a 4-inch hole. That's what you need. But the thing is lining it up. He's going backwards, straight back from the OTR. He's not going up and out. You understand what I'm saying? Like some of them, they go up through the cabinet and then back. He's not doing that. He's going straight from microwave to the hole in the wall and outside.
Okay.
You know, and I just want to make sure that you guys do that. And if you don't, then, I won't set up the install because I don't want to, you know, mess him up. He's a nice guy, you know. I don't want him to go, you know, mess everything up for him. So I know that you guys don't do, like I said, you're going from range hood to microwave. So it's not going to be exactly 100% lined up. You know,
so make sure I understand correctly.
He's taking
down his range hood and putting a microwave in its space.
No, he took down the range hood already. So all there is there's a 4-inch hole in the wall.
Okay.
That vents out.
Okay.
You know, so now he wants to put the microwave there in the same spot.
Okay. Now, for his area, is there a code that says he has to have a range hood or the clearance? Does he meet the clearance where the microwave is going to be installed?
He has 30 inches wide for the level,
okay.
for the microwave. The height from the stove to the bottom, of the microwave, I told him it has to be 18 to 24 inches in between.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that, you know, when they get there, that everything is a go. If it's not, then, you know, what can we do? You know, but.
As long as the installation meets code for his area, meaning, okay, they feel he's taking the customer's already taken that range out. We're putting the over the range microwave in. As long as that hole doesn't need to be filled, as long as it meets clearance code for his area, then yes.
Mm.
As long as he does have his cabinets up, correct?
He has his cabinets there.
Okay,
yeah.
good. Because that was an issue we had before, and they were like, everything meets, but they didn't have any cabinets. They were like, we need this here.
Oh, no. I explained that to him. He wanted to do it without the cabinet, and I said, you cannot install an over-the-range microwave without a cabinet.
No.
So he understands that. But the range hood is just not in the spot where it was at. So they pulled the range hood out, and there's just a 4-inch hole in the wall. You know, so I just want to make sure that you guys are, you know, does he need to put the duct himself from the wall, from the outside in?
Does he need ductwork for that space?
It's from the wall, it's from the kitchen wall to the outside of the house. You understand? Like it's 5 inches. in between.
Does he need duct work for his microwave? What does he, are you asking me, does he need to cover it or leave it?
Yeah, like what would you want him to have done before we get there? You know, like you can't put the duct work yet because you don't know where the microwave is kind of going. You know, like it's like everybody has to meet up on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to do one for this guy.
There's no duct work needed for his microwave, correct? That's just for the range, and he's moved the range to somewhere else, correct?
No, no, there is duct work needed for the microwave. I know you guys are not going to do the duct work.
Oh, got you. Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down now. Mm. Okay. Yes,
yeah.
The duct work, if there's duct work needed for the microwave to be installed, it would need to be done before they get there. Yes.
Okay, so I'll tell him to have that done before that. The thing is, like I said, the microwave, the back of the microwave has to line up with that, and we're not even sure if that's going to happen. Like, I can, anybody, the way the duct is between that wall, anybody could do it. You understand? Like, I could give him the pieces. He's pretty handy. Like, I could give him the pieces to put into the wall, but I don't know if that's even what he, you know, if it's going to line up perfectly with the microwave. So, you know. I don't know, whatever. I'm just going to give him the pieces, and when they get there, if they can't do it, they don't do it. If they do it, they do it, and whatever. We take it from there.
Okay. Don't stress yourself out. Well, I would tell you to do this. You know, like, sometimes on the box, they'll show you, like, on the back exactly where, like, the ductwork is going to come out of the microwave. If you want to give him, like, a rough estimate, say, hey, here's a piece of cardboard. This is the actual dimension of your microwave. If the ductwork is going to come out of the microwave right here, make sure it lines up. That's what I would recommend he do for his unit, and that would help him, like, kind of get better at making certain that it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm with
all
you,
right.
Yeah. If he's handy, I would tell him to do it and save himself some coin. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks a lot, then. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling me at XPO.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.